The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Good afternoon, this is JB again, and welcome to Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. This is the small business talk show. Don't forget the chat room is open, but due to time constraints, we are unable to directly respond to all of your questions and comments.
Good afternoon, I'm Donna. Thanks for joining us. There are probably going to be a lot of questions on the topic we're covering today, so please feel free to contact us anytime after the show. You can contact us on our toll-free number, 800-530-2440. You can visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us, or feel free to email us at info@cardsolutions.us. Today's topic is concerning PCI compliance and how it affects merchants that are accepting credit cards. There's a lot of publicity and a lot of attention about this topic, so we thought we'd bring it to you and try to explain to you how it's going to affect you as a merchant.
So PCI compliance, Donna, is a big buzzword out there. PCI compliance basically affects all businesses that accept debit and credit cards. PCI basically stands for Payment Card Industry, and on top of that, there are data security standards, so quite often you hear the term, the acronym PCI DSS for Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards. And basically, it's a comprehensive set of internal security requirements which are set up to protect cardholder data from fraud and other items. What is PCI compliance? Basically, if you're accepting Visa card, MasterCard, American Express, Discover card, or some of you might even be taking JCB, which is Japanese Credit Bank international cards, this definitely will affect you.
Okay, who exactly does this apply to? Everybody. The PCI DSS applies to all businesses and organizations that store, process, or transmit cardholder data. Every business that accepts any form of card payments and stores, processes, or transmits the payment card data must meet the PCI DSS requirements. It's going to apply to all organizations of merchants, regardless of your size, regardless of the number of transactions. If you accept, transmit, or store cardholder data, this is going to apply to you. And remember, Visa MasterCard is not making it as a request or a suggestion that you become PCI compliant. This has become a very strict requirement. You need to know that it's not just merchants that are having to go through PCI compliance testing. Every processor in the country, every network in the country, all of your equipment, which Jay will touch on in a minute, has to be compliant.
This includes gateways, too.
All internet gateways. They must go through and be approved on PCI compliance. And what the merchant also has to understand is that these processors and equipment manufacturers and networks have paid literally millions of dollars to become compliant, because they, too, are going through a yearly certification. And as an acquiring bank or a processing network, they are required to abide by the PCI standards. But on top of having to be certified, They are the ones that are held responsible to educate you as a merchant and apply it to your business and keep you compliant. If you're out of compliance, you're in as much trouble as you are. Jay, you want to explain what we meant about non-compliant? A lot of merchants that have been processing for quite a while.
Sure. There are thousands of merchants out there and who are using credit card terminals. So if you look at the label underneath your credit card terminal, and if you know that your machine is more than a few years old, it's probably non-PCI compliant. Some of these terminals go by the manufacturer's names, Nurit, Omni, Verifone, Hypercom, and so on. Just to name a few of them here, your Series 2000, like a Nurit 2085, a popular terminal, that is now non-compliant. 3000 series Nurit terminals are non-compliant. 8000 series Nurit Mobitex and Motion terminals are non-compliant now. Let me see. The Omni terminals, some of the Omni terminals are also non-compliant now. The Omni 3700 series terminals. If you recall, remember the old Zahn Juniors and XL terminals?
Those have been bookends for quite a while, but they've been allowed to continue to use them. They don't do much.
They were manufactured 25, 30 years ago. Some of the terminals are being used, but you know what? The processors and networks are now cutting off all the software and all the support to those types of terminals.
How about that popular one out there, all the trans units?
The trans units, the trans 460, the trans 420, they're going to be cut off. As a matter of fact, our company has received a number of calls from some of our older merchants from 1999, 2000, 2004, in that neighborhood who we sold those terminals to. And they can't process on them now because there's no support at all. They get a message on there that that there is an invalid merchant ID number. Well, what happened was that the networks ended up turning off any support and any software for those. So, you know, those are some of them. And, of course, you got your Hypercoms, again, a very popular terminal. Some of the old T7Ps, T7Es, and a couple of the T7 Pluses with no internal pin pads are now non-compliant. And again, the merchants out there, you just don't want to get stuck with a terminal that's non-compliant. It might work, but if there's a problem, there could be a major, major fine, and you don't want that to happen.
And if, our merchants are pretty well covered. We have taken the time for probably the last year or so that we have called all of our merchants and we have updated their terminals knowing that June 1st, 2010 was right around the corner. So if you have not been contacted yet by your processor, you definitely need to make that contact because pretty soon you're going to go run a transaction. And like Jay said, you're going to see a merchant ID invalid. That means because your terminal's no longer working.
Well, the last information I got about a week ago was that the processing will not be able to be done as of June 30th. So I guess before July 1st, all you people out there need to upgrade your terminals, and hopefully you'll call us and we can help you with that. Some merchants have asked, if you're a merchant, you know, don't forget to ask your POS vendor about the security of your system with the following suggested questions that you can ask them. Does my POS software store the magnetic stripe data, you know, that's on the back, or pin blocks? If so, this kind of storage now is prohibited. So how quickly can you help me remove it? Ask them that. Also, will you document the list of files written by the application with a summary of the content of each file to verify that the above mentioned, you know, prohibited data is not stored? Third, you know, does your POS system require me as the merchant to install a firewall to protect my systems from unauthorized access. And of course, hopefully you've got a firewall there if you are storing any kind of credit card data. Are complex and unique passwords required to access the system and so on? Again, it's all about data security.
Okay. You're sitting back here and you're thinking, okay, Visa, MasterCard have come out with all these wonderful compliance issues, but how am I going to benefit as a merchant by being compliant? One of the biggest benefits is going to be you're going to help prevent fraud, both on the merchant side and on the consumer side. You're going to prevent compromises both internally and externally. You're going to increase customer confidence. It's not just the merchants that have become aware of PCI compliance. Smart consumers have been watching fraud, especially over the internet and mail order, telephone order, or home-based businesses. So you're going to be able to put some confidence into your customers that you are PCI compliant. You can prevent paying possible fines for possible cardholder data being compromised. What you have to understand is if you as a merchant are compromised in any way, you are going to be held financially responsible for this besides all the fines. And this is why your merchant provider is working so hard to get you compliant, because they're going to be held responsible financially also. And it's also going to prevent suspension and revoking of card processing privileges, because it's gotten to a point, if you are compromised, if you do not participate in becoming PCI compliant, the processor, if they have any questions about your account, they now have the right. They can turn you off.
Right. So some of the merchants have asked, how can a merchant be PCI compliant? And again, as I said before, ask your POS vendor if you do have a POS system, but also ensure the equipment that you're using is PCI compliant. And I listed a few that are not. If anybody has any questions, feel free to give us a call, 800-530-2440, and we can tell you whether your equipment is PCI compliant. Also, the merchant needs to train the employees at their company to understand and abide by PCI policies set in place. Again, don't store cardholder data in your computers or accounting system or customer database. You don't want to store any of those items in there. But you do want to store any credit card slips and any other paper containing that information in a secure location. What's a secure location? Hopefully it's a safe, a locked drawer, locked file cabinet that only those people with the need to know can get in there and catch that data. Last but not least, a merchant can be compliant by taking completing a self-assessment questionnaire. Some people call it an SAQ, self-assessment questionnaire. And that's done on an annual basis. It can be done over the internet. And if you are doing credit card processing over the internet or through your software, there can be a network scan done on a quarterly basis if it's required.
Now, what's important on a few things that Jay was talking about, where it says do not store cardholder data. If you notice, even your gateways that are storing some data, they are truncating those numbers. So if you happen to be on software, you happen to be on a gateway, if you go into the transaction activity, you'll see you as a merchant only can see those last four digits of the number. That's part of PCI compliance. You had to reprogram a lot of terminals, what was it, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, to do that same truncating. If your terminal is not truncating those receipts, you better get on the phone right away to your processor, because you no longer are allowed to print the entire number. Just to throw in there, that's the difference with Card Solutions International. We've taken care of our merchants. These issues are not affecting them. The SAQ, this survey, big, big issue. That's one reason why we decided to do this show today. If you are reading your statements, you will see that your processors have been informing you for probably 6 to 12 months now, depending on the processor, that these SAQ or these questionnaires must be completed. They are self-assessments. Now, we have gone and we have personally, we hired someone to call every one of our merchants, hold their hands, and take them through these questionnaires. And Jay will tell you why in 1 second. We want them to avoid all penalties. Your processor's probably not doing that. That's what we do. We take care of our merchants. But my guess is, just from talking to other businesses, this isn't happening by most people. In fact, I've been told by our acquiring processor that we are the only agency that they have heard of that's actually calling our merchants, holding their hands, and getting them through these self-assessment questionnaires. When you get on the questionnaire, you're going to see that there are 5 different levels of merchants, and that's how you decide which one you're going to take. For the most part, our privately owned or smaller volume merchants are always going to be level 4. Those are merchants that are totaling up to or less than 20,000 transactions per year, and merchants that are processing up to or less than $1 million in Visa or MasterCard transactions per year.
That does take into account most all the types of merchants that we have set up over the past few years.
Absolutely. This assessment is completed annually, and it's applicable. If applicable, you'll be asked to do a scan, possibly on a quarterly basis. That's going to be dependent on how you do your business, how you answer these questionnaires. Once you take this SAQ, it will be sent to your processor. It will be kept on file. And if you switch processors and you have already completed it for the year, all you need to do is to be able to present the certificate proving that, yes, you have taken that compliance fee. You have taken the questionnaire. Jay, you want to explain a little bit about how PCI fees are kind of hitting everyone right now?
Yeah, time is running a little bit short here, but I'll try to go over it very quickly. Many processors and banks are charging PCI fees, PCI compliance fees. These PCI compliance fees can be an annual fee. Some are $139, $159 annual fee, even for the very small merchant who's doing only a few transactions a month. Others are spreading that out over a 12-month period, somewhere around $995 to $1,995 per month. And if you don't fill out that questionnaire, the processors and banks are charging you a penalty of some of them around $15 per month.
I hope we've cleared up a little bit of your questions about PCI compliance, because if you're processing, you have seen this terminology and you're probably wondering what the heck it is. So make sure you contact your processor to answer all of the questions you may still have on it. Jay, you got a tip of the week?
Well, before I do, if they do have any questions, they can also call us,
800-530-2440.
We'll be happy to answer any of your questions about PCI compliance. This week's tip of the week. Basically, it's very simple. Read your monthly credit card processing statements. Read it on a monthly basis. Whenever you get it, please read it. It's the processor's only means of communication to you, the merchant. Make sure to send in any and all address changes as well as any checking account changes to your processor. If you don't, you'll not get the statements, you'll not get the messages, and may eventually be canceled. Your merchant account could be canceled.
Well, thank you for joining us today. I hope you will join us every Monday at 3:30 for Biz Solutions, sponsored by Card Solutions International. And again, if you have any further questions, please feel free to contact us at 800 530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us. Have a great week and go make business happen.
Have a great summer. So, Peter, how'd you like the show today on Biz Solutions?
I loved it. I found the show to be very informative. In fact, over the past few weeks, I've learned a little bit more about yours and Donner's expertise. What I would like to know is if you could just explain exactly what Card Solutions International does and just tell me a little bit more.
Well, Card Solutions International specializes in the small to medium-sized business. We're currently entering into our 15th year of business, and it's all we do. Several years ago, we found that our perfect niche was in the mail telephone order merchant, the small open door business, the e-commerce merchant, and even the mobile merchant. And as a matter of fact, we are one of the very few resellers of the new iPhone and BlackBerry application. We have varied programs, and we work to match up programs to the customer's business profile. Time will never allow us to share everything with our audience, so they can always contact us at 800-530-2440 or info@cardsolutions.us.
Tell me something. How can you be so sure that you'll be able to provide most businesses with a monthly savings?
Well, we can't guarantee a monthly savings, but we do use every trick in the book as far as looking at our cost plus programs. We have full disclosure of fees. We analyze the statements for specific business types.
Our business experience brings credibility to our industry and to our own business.
Well, back in 1997, we were the beta agency for e-commerce. We also have our staff an ongoing education, and we keep up with all industry trends. We're there after the sale. We monitor all our emails. And as far as me personally, I've over 30 years' experience with small businesses. I've got a master's in business administration, and I taught business and accounting on college level.
I graduated from Indiana University with a bachelor's degree, and for the almost 25 years, I was in retail upper management. With the last 7 years, I was actually a retail business advisor.
So, if I was smart, I'd contact you and either review my current merchant account, or I'd talk to you about getting set up with a new merchant account, right?
Right.
Right. Well, Peter, thank you very much for your interest in Don and me and Card Solutions International. And thank all the listeners for allowing us and making us the hottest small business internet radio talk show.
Our listeners can always contact Card Solutions International after the show at 800-530-2440, info@cardsolutions.us. Or visit our website at www.cardsolutions.us. You're waiting.